Lesbian Trump supporter, progressive policies are destroying the LGBT community and erasing women. By Hannah Blow on October 27, 2020. Arielle Scarsella, an outspoken lesbian YouTube creator, said progressive policies are destroying the LGBT community and erasing women across the board. Speaking in a video posted by the Log Cabin Republicans on Monday, Scarsella said she used to be one of the LGBT community's favorite YouTube creators. However, she has now been ostracized for voicing my opinions on women and lesbian rights. The erasing of same-sex attraction and sexual dimorphism is something I never thought I would see in my lifetime. The only conclusion I've come to is that the left has become inherently homophobic, she said, using activists changing the name of Chicago's famed gay neighborhood Boys Town, because not inclusive of women and non-binary people, as an example. One progressive activist came along and bullied the entire Chamber of Commerce into erasing the history of gay men in the area. And they continued to show us how they will always choose radical Islam over actual gay lives, she continued, mentioning the Obama-Biden administration giving billions to Iran, which executes homosexuals. Progressive ideology, she continued, is erasing women across the board. The intersectional feminist movement doesn't even use the word woman anymore. And instead, they say people with cervixes or menstruators, she said. They think they're being inclusive? Please somebody please tell me how it's being inclusive when you're literally erasing 51% of the world's population, Scarsella continued. Being a woman is not an identity. All the while, she continued, progressives accuse those who do not embrace the radical transgender movement as bigoted and transphobic, even those with a lesbian sexual orientation. Modern-day feminism does not support the freedom of women, she said, noting the attacks progressives have launched against Justice Amy Coney Barrett. They criticize Barrett, she explained, because she is a mother, traditionalist, Catholic, and most of all, conservative. They say a woman can be anything, but if you're not ready to shout your abortion, worship at the altar of Roe v. Wade, celebrate obesity, extreme obesity, in the name of body positivity, or believe men are the root of all evil, then you are a traitor to your sex, she said, highlighting how poorly the left has treated strong conservative women such as former Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders or First Lady Melania Trump. The truth is, President Trump sees substance over group membership, she said, adding, I'm Arielle Scarsella, and I'm outspoken. Notably, President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence recently talked to outspoken, a group of LGBT conservatives who support freedom and diversity of thought, over the phone to thank them for their support. Members of the group met in Nashville, Tennessee, earlier this month. When asked about the gathering, former Acting Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Richard Grenell, the first openly gay cabinet member in U.S. history, told Breitbart News that President Trump is the best president the gay and lesbian community has ever had. And his support in the gay community is the highest any Republican has ever seen, he said. Vice President Pence and President Trump both spoke with conservative gay leaders this weekend and personally thanked them for their historic work to re-elect Trump-Pence.